The following program is produced and furnished in conjunction with Derek Dorch of the Diversa Group, which is entirely responsible for its content.
Welcome to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch. Derek walks you through how to win government jobs, effectively manage your government career, and best utilize government services. Every week on Fed Access, you'll learn about interesting federal agencies, workers, and careers. Fed Access provides you the access you need to succeed in the federal government. And now your host, Derek T. Dorch.
Welcome to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Thank you for stopping by the show. We are always glad to have you. Today, we're going to be talking about a unique agency within Homeland Security, a unique part, the science and technology part. I don't know if many people have heard about this, but Department of Homeland Security has a whole science and technology division, and they do a number of different things, everything from cyber research, everything from research to kind of mobility and operational plans and all kind of stuff to help with Homeland Security. But today, we're going to be talking about the cyber division. They're going to be doing some interesting things. They always do some workshops. They've got business opportunities. They write to interact with small businesses on a regular basis to try to find innovative ideas and technology that can be implemented to keep the homeland safe. And so we're going to be talking about that today. We got on the phone with us Megan Mail. She's a business operations manager at Department of Homeland Security Science Technology Director, the Cybersecurity Division. Megan, thank you for coming on Fed Access.
Thank you very much for having me.
You know, hey, Megan, talk to us about this division. I mean, I don't know if a lot of people know about it. I mean, break the whole science and technology directorate down. You know, what's going on with it? What do you guys do there?
Sure. So DHS Science and Technology, we're developing innovative solutions to address the needs of the Homeland Security enterprise, which we define as, you know, federal, state, and local agencies, first responders, and critical infrastructure sectors. And we're all sort of moving towards one goal, which is integrated results, responding to end-user needs, and we're responsible for conducting research development. We're doing tech demonstrations, and we're doing testing and evaluation of solutions, providing, you know, new innovative technologies for end-users. And we're all about transition. We want to make sure that the research and development that we're doing gets out to end-users, meets operational needs, and it's moving into the marketplace. We have a number of different areas we're working in. We're working in cybersecurity, which I'm involved in. We have a borders and maritime division. We're looking at explosive detection technologies, chem biosecurity, and we have a whole group focused on the requirements and needs of first responders.
You know, I saw that you guys, you know, I saw, you know, there's a DARPA, but I also saw that you guys have a HARSPA, right, which is the Homeland Security Advanced Research Project Agency. Are you guys kind of doing the same kind of thing as DARPA, where you're developing innovative technologies with private sector and other areas to kind of really kind of say, I know DARPA does the robot that can walk and all this other kind of stuff. Are you guys kind of doing the same kind of things at DHS?
Yeah, so HSARPA is part of S&T, and our cyber division falls within HSARPA, and yes. So we are the responsible branch for looking at R&D solutions, similar to DARPA, but, you know, focused on Homeland Security end users, and also getting solutions out quickly and transitioning them into the marketplace.
You know, with your division specifically, I mean, we've been hearing about the number of different cyber threats, everything that's coming from Russia, from China, you know, coming from possible terrorists or hacktivists or whoever the case is. I mean, it seems as if the threats are always going and always increasing. As you look at the picture, I mean, what are you seeing as the threats that you guys are focusing on the cybersecurity division?
So we're looking at enhancing the security resilience of the critical infrastructure nationwide, as well as the internet. We're doing that by developing new technologies, tools, and techniques that will enable DHS and, you know, the U.S. more broadly to defend, mitigate, and secure our systems and networks and infrastructures against cyber attacks. We're also looking to support technology transition, making sure things get out to end users. We are coordinating the R&D development for DHS in the cyberspace among the R&D community. We're partnering with different agencies. We're looking at customer needs. We're working with the private sector and our international partners. You know, cyber is not a problem that's isolated to any particular country, so we focus a lot on international collaboration.
You know, when you when we think about cyber, and we also think about kind of critical infrastructure, you know, and I know some people hear it all the time, but when you're saying critical infrastructure, what are you guys kind of thinking? The hospitals? I mean, is it the, you know, the nuclear facilities? What does it encompass in terms of critical infrastructure?
It seems like it's encompassing more and more as we move forward. I mean, we are looking at helping critical infrastructure related to the oil and gas industry, the electric grid. We're looking at distributed denial of service attacks that could happen against, you know, medical devices, Internet of Things. There's a lot of vulnerabilities there. So it really is a very broad portfolio that we're looking to secure, you know, a variety of different areas.
Right. You know, I was looking at the site, and just for people to, if you go on the website, because I think people should know about it, if you just kind of really type in Google, like DHS, S&T, you'll find some of this information, and maybe we even kind of break it down a little bit further. But it's really, really interesting. You guys have a number of projects going on. I mean, just a massive amount of things that I saw, in TCI, the analytics, another thing. Can you tell us about some of the projects that your division is working on, and what are some of these things about?
Sure. So we have a number of different areas. I mentioned, you know, the critical infrastructure. We're looking at helping industry and government secure, you know, those big, broad infrastructure areas. We have a portfolio in supporting law enforcement in cybersecurity investigations. So this is developing solutions for digital forensics, so looking at, you know, providing cost-effective solutions to aid law enforcement investigations, looking at new pieces of digital evidence, which could be mobile phones, it could be, you know, vehicles, any number of things. We're also looking at mobile device security. So we are out, you know, trying to secure the mobile devices that everybody is using as part of their jobs and making sure that we're empowering a workforce with secure mobile devices. Those are, you know, three areas. I could go on and on in our diverse portfolio, but
yeah. You know, you mentioned a couple of different things. I mean, in terms of kind of, and one thing I know that everybody's concerned about is secure communications. I mean, you know, what are we looking at? Are we looking at kind of more encrypted mobile phones, you know, better computers that are encrypted? I mean, what is that project focused in on? Because I know that's a big deal, especially as we think about inauguration, we think about all these high-level events that we have on, these national security special events, and just even everything kind of worldwide.
So we're looking at mobile application security, roots of trust within mobile applications, securing devices. We're not looking at, you know, encryption necessarily.
Okay. And with all of that, in terms of kind of, you know, talking to the first responders and all the other kind of areas in terms of the cyber, are you looking at things that's going to kind of help them, you know, really have better kind of use of kind of the, you know, talking about the cyber investigations with the law enforcement? Do you find that state, local agencies always don't have these resources, and so you're able to funnel resources down to them?
That's our goal. We're trying to get new technologies out to the end users who might not have, you know, budget for huge solutions. We're trying to, you know, reach out and develop things that, you know, aren't available now, and,
right,
you know, keep them abreast of technology changes and, you know, providing extra tools for them to use.
Right. You know, I was looking at the strategic, you know, direction of the organization. As you guys are looking and, you know, kind of visionary dynamic, I mean, what would you say that you, you know, for cybersecurity division, what would you kind of say that the strategic direction of the organization is in terms of saying, hey, this is what we want the playing field to be, you know, 5, 10, 20 years down the road?
You know, we're looking to meet our mission by serving a wide range of customers, and we're coordinating with our partners. We're trying to get a handle on what the long-range vision is, what the long-range needs are.
Sure.
We're, you know, talking to various industries, internet security researchers around the world. We're talking to universities and national laboratories. And we're trying to create partnerships between government and private industry, the venture capital community, and the research community in order to address things that, you know, we might not be considering now. We're trying to get ahead of challenges, but also talk about what the next group of challenges will be down the road.
We're talking to Megan Mail. She is the – Megan, give your title one more time, the Business Operations Manager?
That's correct.
All right,
for the Cybersecurity Division.
That's right. She's the Business Operations Manager for the Cybersecurity Division at Department of Homeland Security Science and Technology Division. If you go in and Google or even just go on a DHS website and look for science and technology, and then you can kind of go in and start looking down in some of these divisions. But we're talking to the Cybersecurity Division today about the great things that they are doing to work on securing the critical infrastructure in terms of cyber, in terms of cybersecurity, help the first responders, help law enforcement and all the others in order to make sure that our whole area can be either investigated, we can find out who some of these people are who are trying to break into our networks, or to make sure they don't ever get into our networks and make sure that our homeland is secure. We're going to keep this conversation going. We're going to be talking about some business opportunities that they are working on, working with small businesses, working with the private sector, and really to try to find out new ways, bring in new technology, new ideas, creative ideas into this sector to keep the homeland security apparatus and our critical infrastructure safe. We'll be right back after this break. Listen to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you're just joining us, we have been talking about Department of Homeland Security, but we're talking about a unique agency within it. We're talking about the Science and Technology Directorate, and in there, we're talking about the Cybersecurity Division within that directorate. And so they're doing a number of great things in terms of kind of really looking at research and development and developing ideas and bringing things to market that can be used to really help our critical infrastructure be secure, help our first responders in terms of communications and also investigations with law enforcement, cyber investigations, and a number of different things for resiliency and everything else. We're talking about that right now. We've got on the line with us Megan Mail. She is the Business Operations Manager at the Cybersecurity Division within Department of Homeland Security Science and Technology Division, Directorate. Megan, you know, you deal with the business side, you deal with the private sector and things like that. What is your directorate looking in terms of the private sector? I mean, when you put things out and you're looking for, business opportunities to go out to that sector, what are you looking for and what are some of the things that people can propose once or say things to you?
So we have a number of different opportunities that will come out related to the technology that we're hoping to develop for our end users. We want to hear about innovative solutions. We want to hear about what's going on in the private sector and how it can benefit DHS and, our end user community.
You know, when we look at it, you guys have a number of different events and it seems as if you've had annually for the past few years, you've had what's called the Cyber Workshop, the Small Business Innovation Research Workshop. Can you talk to us about this workshop that you guys have on a kind of annual basis?
Sure. So if people aren't familiar with the CIBR program in general, it's overseen by the Small Business Administration, but it's government-wide. There's 11 agencies that participate. It's a three-phase program that's looking to engage small businesses for R&D efforts, and the end goal is commercialization of the technologies. These are competitive awards that agencies do a lot of work to put together, their topic areas and receive feedback from small businesses on potential solutions. So three phases. The first one establishes, feasibility of a potential solution. It's a six-month effort. Then after that, phase two can be up to 2 years, and it's working on further developing the results of phase one. And then phase three is down the road, and it's focused on commercialization. It's really making things finalized and getting them out to the market. So our cybersecurity CIBR workshop is held every 16 or 18 months. It's bringing together those phase two and phase three performers that are working in cybersecurity. We are co-hosting the conference with the National Science Foundation and the Department of Defense Assistant Secretary of Defense for Research and Engineering. We're looking to bring people together to discuss research and engage with leaders from government, private sector, and academia.
Wow. With the phase two and the phase three, I know phase three is kind of that, commercialization. And then what was phase two again, Megan?
So phase two is the bulk of where the R&D happens.
Okay.
So the research really gets done. It can be up to 2 years, and it's really helping the small businesses work through the solution and test it out and get it out into the field.
So after they go through phase one and they kind of, their project gets accepted, is that when either DHS or National Science Foundation or Small Business Administration, is that when they get funded by you guys and then that's when they're swinging into phase two?
So we actually provide funding for phase one.
Okay.
And then it's a down select to phase two based on the outcomes of the phase one work.
Okay. And so with all of that, in terms of, the people who you're looking, and I know you can't necessarily give all the specifics, but what are some of the things that, small businesses, if a small business was hearing this right now and they said, listen, I want to put a proposal in, what are some of the things that you're looking for to kind of say, hey, listen, we need these things and we need small businesses to start taking a look at, do you have these ideas or do you have the technology to do A, B, C, and D? What are those things?
So I encourage people to keep an eye out for future CBIR solicitations. They come out annually, and the solicitation will detail the specific areas that we're looking for,
mm-hmm.
be within cyber, but also other areas as well across DHS, S&T, for example, in our different working areas. So I encourage people to, read the solicitation, see the technology that we're hoping to develop, the area that we're attempting to work in, and think about how what they have ongoing or what they think they can do really matches to the needs that we're looking to address.
With all of that, are the partnership with the business partnerships, do you sometimes recommend, especially for small and medium-sized businesses, that, they may partner up, two businesses out of Silicon Valley or maybe a Silicon Valley business and a D.C. business? I mean, as you're looking at things, do sometimes people partner up in order to respond to a solicitation because that, they can bring together some unique ideas together?
I mean, we see all number of, proposals come in from various businesses, and I think it really just depends on, people's capabilities and potential partnerships and leveraging relationships that already exist to, at the end of the day, we're all trying to get the same goal is, new innovative technology.
Right. You're talking about phase three in terms of commercialization. When you say that, what do you mean? Is that commercialization so that first responders or law enforcement agencies can buy this technology? Or is that commercialization that's going to go to the marketplace in terms of just, civilians who are able to? I mean, where does that go?
It could be anything.
Okay.
It's both. It's really, in cybersecurity, end users are everyone at the end of the day. And so, it could be commercializing, a mobile device application security technology that ends up on the commercial marketplace. It could be commercializing something that's specific for law enforcement. It really runs the gamut.
Wow. When we think about that and with all of that, with the commercialization of it, it seems the benefit of the small business, if they get funded by the U.S. government to develop some things, I mean, then they could, very well, take this out, profit on the private sector. Does the U.S. government, I mean, beyond taxes and stuff like that, but does Homeland Security say, hey, listen, we'll also take a dividend of that or they can just run with that technology from there? How does that work?
Well, we're funding the efforts, and we're trying to encourage the commercialization out into the marketplace. We want to see these commercial, small businesses succeed. They're very important to encourage the development that's going on in these small businesses.
Sure.
And making sure things get out in the field. If that's done, through a private acquisition, that's, one way of measuring success in the SBIR program.
With all of this, I mean, you guys are partnering with DOD, Department of Defense, and National Science Foundation. Is this a new partnership, or have you guys been working on this since? I know I've seen that you've been doing workshops 2012, 2013. Have you guys, are now more partners coming on board because of the importance of this?
This is, we've been doing this since, or DOD has been doing this since 2007.
Okay.
This is our second year of the collaboration with NSF and DOD and S&T.
Outstanding. And we got a few minutes, but before we go to the next segment, I want to kind of talk about the workshop goals. And Megan, also, too, are there, from previous events or even from this event, are there, certain companies who are in phase two, phase three, or certain projects that you can talk about to say, hey, listen, whenever the workshops are announced and whenever you come to one of these things, these are some of the things you're going to see. These are some of the things that have come out. And even from the past, from 2007 or 2012 or over 2013. Are there any specific projects that you have seen that came to fruition, some success stories?
So we have a lot. Our SBIR group varies every year based on, our current solicitation that had come out and mm-hmm. the work that was funded out of that solicitation. We have a lot of different success stories in various areas. We have in our 2016 workshop, we're highlighting 24 different SBIR projects among a number of topic areas, including mobile device security, detection and patching of embedded device vulnerabilities, cloud security, software assurance, cyber threat analysis. They're highlighting diverse research areas that are important to each of the funding agencies.
Sure.
But there's always a common theme, and that's focused on the development of new and enhanced technologies to detect, prevent, and respond to cyber attacks and threats.
We're talking to Megan Mell. She's the Business Operations Manager at the Cybersecurity Division for the Department of Homeland Security Science and Technology Directorate. They have a number of different programs. They have this a small business innovation research program that they have where they really put things out. And we're going to talk about it a little bit more because they do have areas where they put out announcements that a small business can actually say, listen, if we're dealing with technology, we're dealing with cyber stuff, we can actually kind of get in here and maybe work with Homeland Security, get funded by Homeland Security, and then bring some things to market that's going to not only help the government, but also maybe help the private sector, help the individuals, the citizens of the United States. We're talking about all these different things right now. You're listening to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you're just joining us, we have been having an interesting conversation about cybersecurity, about what Department of Homeland Security is doing in terms of cybersecurity, in terms of research and development. They've got a unique directorate called the Science and Technology Directorate, and within that directorate, they have a cybersecurity division whose whole purpose is to really kind of go through, get some research, developing partnerships with businesses, bring some innovative and unique ideas, creative ideas and creative security solutions to the cybersecurity market, and then bring those products not only to the government, but then also to the commercialization, to the sector in which maybe individuals, U.S. citizens or anyone else, who's in the United States can, pick up that technology and use it in order to secure their network and make sure that they're safe. We're talking to Megan Mell. She's the Business Operations Manager of this Cybersecurity Division, and she's kind of giving us an outline of what's going on. Megan, I was just thinking about this in terms of small businesses. A lot of the U.S. market that we always talk about, and you see it all the time, are small businesses. Are we finding that small businesses, as much as we're also trying to get them to, come in and do the work with you guys, but are we finding that small businesses are also under attack more from cyber threats? Are we seeing that?
I don't know if I can speak to that directly. We know there's threats to everyone, so I think we have to make sure that we're addressing that across the board.
Got it. With this small business innovation research, the CIBR program, and you guys have these workshops, and I was just reading through the goals, and we talked about kind of the showcasing, and you kind of mentioned what is being showcased. But then, when I look at it, also talking about improving the security and government networks and the overall internet community, can you talk about that a little bit more in terms of the goal when you're bringing, all these people into this one area for a couple of different days? What is happening there?
I mean, like you said, the topics are broad and innovative, and they are tied back to the specific needs of end users from, NSF, from DoD, from DHS, S&T. So we're looking to illustrate, the current needs and the innovative work that's happening through the CIBR program. And we're hoping to develop these solutions to current challenges, make an impact for future challenges that we might face. And through the CIBR workshop, we are making sure these people can come together and they can present on their ongoing research and make people aware. The audience is a diverse audience. It has a government. We have private sector. We have a number of people who might be interested in the technologies that are being funded through our CIBR program. So in addition to these briefings that we have at the workshop, we also have a technology demonstration session, which allows the cyber companies to present and demonstrate the technology that they're developing. So people can get a firsthand, hands-on, you know, idea of the technology that's being funded. And then also, we actually have a unique area that we work in within the workshop, which is one-on-one discussions that we set up. So we bring together integrators, investors, and government groups who can sign up for discussions with our funded cyber projects and the companies, and have conversations, you know, following up on their presentations, understanding more about the technology, and, you know, and potentially, you know, furthering conversations that, you know, they might have seen during the workshop and want to learn more about the technology and how it could impact their agency.
Is this something that, you know, even, you know, so you've got these phase, you know, people who have gone through kind of the different phases. They've already passed through phase one, they're in phase two and phase three. Is this something that even a person who's interested in the future and saying, listen, I want to be one of these people who are participating and going through the different phases, should they, you know, look into attending it when it comes out again? And is that helpful for them as well? I mean, I saw that it's open for academia, it's open for a number of different sectors that people can attend, but for small businesses, should they be there?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we'd encourage anybody who has interest in this space to come and take a look at what's being developed. We have, you know, very interesting keynotes. We have our Deputy Undersecretary for Science and Technology, Dr. Robert Griffin, will be speaking. Sean Tursky, who's the Executive Director from U.S. Cyber Command. We have the NSF Acting Deputy Assistant Director, Barry Johnson. They'll all be keynoting, so I'm sure they'll have, you know, very interesting comments that could be helpful to small businesses interested in getting into this space. Another interesting aspect of the workshop agenda is a panel that we'll be having. It's a cyber transition success panel. It's bringing together a number of perspectives to share information with the cyber companies in the audience. It's focusing on the best practices to technology transition, making sure things get out in the marketplaces. We have an accelerator, an investor, an integrator, someone speaking from the Small Business Administration's Office of Investment and Innovation, and we have a small business themselves who've had a successful cyber transition. So it's really a good group of people who can provide a lot of insight to, you know, small businesses or other people in general who are interested in this space.
Every year when you do this, is it kind of the same lineup that you are bringing these same kind of people to bear, like, you know, the high-level people who are working from Homeland Security, other government agencies, maybe some of the private sectors? Is it kind of a similar format every year, so when people know, hey, when the next one comes out, I can make sure I'm there?
Yeah, I mean, the format is generally the same, but we try to get new speakers, new
sure.
people with perspectives to provide, you know, new insights to the audience every year.
Got you. You know, when we think about this, is this a matter of, you know, and I'm looking at the other workshop goals where it talks about facilitating the transfer of these technologies into operational environments. What is usually the timeline of that? I mean, I'm assuming that we're talking about, what, maybe 2, 3, 5 years in terms of kind of somebody going through the whole process. I mean, what do you usually see from, you know, beginning to a point of, you know, getting it to an operational environment?
Well, the cyber program is, you know, the phase one is 6 months and phase two can be up to 2 years.
Okay.
So that's, you know, at most 2.5 years to graduate out of a phase two of a successful cyber. But in cybersecurity, everything's changing so quickly. So a lot of technology needs to move faster. And our research tries to, you know, mirror that and make sure we're getting solutions out as soon as possible, whether that's, you know, piloting solutions that are on their way towards final development, making sure people are aware of the technology. We have to make sure that it's fresh and new and addresses challenges that are being seen right now.
You know, when I think about kind of, especially with your role, you know, you deal with the business operations. Are you seeing more of the private sector and not just small businesses, but maybe the medium sized businesses or maybe even the larger firms, you know, Symantecs or Googles or whoever the case is? Are you seeing them, you know, wanting to partner more with Homeland Security in terms of kind of saying, listen, either a partnership or hey, we'll help out with some of these small things or we'll, you know, provide venture capital or whatever. They may be interested in some of this stuff in terms of commercialization. Are you seeing that market growing?
Well, I mean, we have a lot of different solicitations, a lot of different topic areas, and a lot of different business businesses, academic institutions who reply to those solicitations. So I think it's, you know, it's across the board. We have a broad agency announcement that we have that is out for 5 years, and it has a number of topics that will come up.
Sure.
For example, mobile device security was a topic at one point. Data privacy technologies was another topic. So people can respond in areas that they're interested in, areas that they're already working in, and that could be any type of business. And we're always welcoming any solution and, you know, working with potential ideas that are already ongoing.
You know, with this, I mean, do you see, cyber is kind of definitely the area, and I want to even tell people where they can find this information that as we get ready to as we close the show in the next segment. But are you seeing that, even in the small business sector, it sounds as if because you guys are doing this over and over again, the small businesses are starting to respond. Are you seeing a growth in the number of small businesses who are also developing, you know, innovative ideas and coming to you guys?
We've actually had a lot of success historically with the CIBR program. It's really important to us. And I think in cybersecurity, there's a lot of good work that's going on at small levels. And the CIBR program allows us to reach these companies that might not otherwise be able to respond to bigger solicitations. So I think we always get a significant amount of response from small businesses. And we're, you know, very interested in encouraging that program.
We're talking to Megan Mail. She is the Business Operations Manager at the Department of Homeland Security, Science and Technology Directorate, the Cybersecurity Division. I know your card has to have a lot of stuff on it, Megan. but we're talking to Megan right now. They're doing some important work over there at the Cybersecurity Division, really, really trying to get small businesses engaged, get them involved, you know, get them developing new solutions. A lot of times stuff comes from the small businesses, and we really try to encourage that to get them involved with Homeland Security. If you haven't been involved, you need to find out about what's going on. If your company does anything on a cyber level, you need to start finding out about the CIBR program, find out about this directorate, and find out about the broad agency announcement that they're doing, because you may be eligible to do that and you may get some funding from it. We're talking about this today. We got one more segment left on Fed Access, and we're going to kind of finish talking about the business side of this in terms of kind of solicitations, and also try to give out the site where people can find some of these solicitations and get some additional resources that will help them succeed if they want to bid for some of these projects. Listen to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you're just joining us, we have been talking about cyber. We have been talking about cybersecurity. We have been talking about what's going on with cybersecurity and all the different kind of markets that are out there in terms of small businesses that they can get involved in with Homeland Security. There's a whole cybersecurity division within Department of Homeland Security, within the Science and Technology Directorate, and they are really focused in on research and development, bringing new ideas that will help our critical infrastructure be secure, that will help our law enforcement investigate cybersecurity crimes, do forensic analysis, that will help our first responders in a number of different ways. And so we're talking about this today. We're talking to Megan Mail. She's a business operations manager at the Cybersecurity Division, and she's giving us some insight. You know, Megan, you know, if a business is thinking about this kind of stuff, you know, and I see a site out here right now, but what's the site that you usually recommend that they go to really start finding out about you guys?
So you can find out about the Cybersecurity Division. Our URL is dhs.gov/cyber-research. And from there, you can also search around on the S&T website in general to learn about what's going on, what we're working on, what we're interested in hearing about.
You know, and then does that take them to solicitations? Does that take them to the awards and other resources that they can find out about stuff in?
Yeah, there should be a page on there that talks about open solicitations as well.
You know, with all of that, as a business operations manager, what's your role, Megan? When they contact your site or reach out, are you working with them directly, or do you have people, you know, that may not be you directly? Do you have people who are working with these small businesses directly? Maybe some of them have never bid for government contracts and they may find it a little overwhelming. Are there people to kind of assist with that kind of stuff? How does that work?
Yeah, we have a small business office here, an SBIR office, to help, you know, small businesses and work with them. And then, you know, once efforts are funded, you know, a phase one CIBR, we'll have a program manager for that specific topic within the Cybersecurity Division who, you know, manages the project, works with the small business, and can offer any, you know, help with technical worked within the project.
You know, with all of that, in terms of, are you finding, especially right now, I mean, you've got a number of young students out there who are, you know, going to college. I mean, you know, the great minds of our future, STEM programs and everything else, and they may be starting their own businesses in college or elsewhere, and they haven't engaged. Are you guys doing outreach to those people? Because, you know, those are, you know, some of the people who really do may have the next really solution, and they may develop the next app or the next, you know, kind of security program that can really, you know, solve some threats. Is there outreach going out to them as well?
Yeah, so, you know, education and, you know, outreach is really important to us. We actually are involved in competitions, cybersecurity competitions, including U.S. Cyber Challenge and the NCCDC. So we're helping, you know, to, you know, reach out to college students, you know, even high school students on, you know, learning about cyber, getting involved in competitions and encouraging, you know, the workforce moving forward.
You know, with those different challenges and as we're looking at certain things, you know, if a young person had that, you know, they had the great idea, would that be something? And I'm just, you know, curious, would that be something you guys would say, hey, wow, let's take a look at this a little bit further? I mean, could it ever go to that point where somebody young could bring something that's amazing and then, you know, it may even get funded from Homeland Security?
Sure, why not? I mean, it could. Everyone's welcome to, you know, respond to solicitations. We have a long-range broad agency announcement that we're, you know, is open, and we're interested in hearing from, you know, anyone on topics that they're working on, and we'd encourage, you know, white papers from that solicitation.
You know, when those solicitations are open for 5 years and it kind of is an open thing because you're saying, hey, listen, we want to kind of hear from everybody. Is that really the case? I mean, hey, listen, the more the merrier, we want to hear from you, you know, go through the solicitation. I know you can't give specific advice, but is there really advice is to really pay attention to the details in solicitation and really focus in on answering the questions the right way?
Yeah, exactly. You know, making sure you read through what we're looking for and addressing the needs and, you know, really describing your technology well so that people can understand where you want to go with it. Another area that we're working in, we have a presence now in Silicon Valley.
Okay.
So we're looking at, you know, other types of innovators who are working out in the Valley, startups who might not have thought to work with DHS in the past. And so that's a new area for us, and we're hoping to encourage an even greater group of people to potentially collaborate with us going forward.
You know, has Silicon, it's interesting that you said that, has Silicon Valley really kind of taken hold? You know, sometimes there's been a difficulty because we say the young people may not come to government because the salaries may not be there, right? And so they'll go to Silicon Valley or some other companies where they can make more money. But are you seeing that the interest from Silicon Valley in Homeland Security and in some of these projects? And is that also the benefit of commercialization that, hey, listen, it doesn't have to just stay here. It can also swing into the market?
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking at what's going on in these startups and allowing them to pivot their technology to address Homeland Security specific needs.
You know,
things they wouldn't have thought of before.
Yeah. You know, I was interested in, and saw that you guys have been going out to some of the major conferences, Black Hat and RSA. I mean, some of the major areas. I mean, you're making a presence in a number of different places. Tell us about that outreach in terms of, you know, you being at Black Hat and RSA and some of these major cyber conferences.
So it's really important to us to, you know, do some outreach and, you know, really showcase the technology that we're developing. So we do have a presence at Black Hat and RSA, and we will in 2017. We're looking at bringing technologies, bringing our performers that are working with us, and really demonstrating the work that they're doing. I mean, that's the end goal, is making sure that people understand the work that we're doing and how they might be able to use it or see, you know, work with us in the future.
You know, with all of that, you know, and maybe you've been there for a couple of years. Have you seen the response? I mean, I know these, you know, Black Hat and RSA are usually pretty exciting events. Have you seen a very, very positive response when you guys are there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think people are really interested to see what we're doing.
You know, when we kind of think about it, for you as a kind of the business operations manager, and you're kind of seeing the evolution and kind of the change and the rapid speed of this market, you know, what do you say that you would want, you know, even with the business operations and the business operations outreach, you know, where would you want to go with this, you know, Megan, in terms of, hey, listen, you know, I would love to see it be here. We're here right now, but I would love to see it here, you know, in the future, that we're doing A, B, C, and D with the private sector.
Well, I think, I mean, cybersecurity issues aren't going away. It's going to continue to be a problem. It's a growth area. You know, we want to you know, address as many problem areas as possible and, you know, really provide a benefit to the end user community. I think law enforcement support is important to us, critical infrastructure is important to us, mobile device security, all these are, you know, important thrust areas for us going forward.
You know, are you also seeing, I mean, and you know, since you guys are working so closely, right, with law enforcement, first responders and others, is the conversation going both ways? I mean, because sometimes, you know, local, state, and other agencies sometimes definitely have not had maybe the bench of cyber experts and other things like that. I mean, and they're trying to get that right now. But are you also sitting down with like the chiefs and other people, you know, investigators and other people to kind of say, hey, this is what we need. You know, we may not have it right now, but this is what we need. And is that also guiding you in terms of how you guys say, hey, we need to put an announcement out because our first responders and our law enforcement agencies are telling this stuff from the ground up?
Absolutely. We have a great group of law enforcement partners that we work with to get requirements. We sit them down, we talk about what they're seeing, what they need, and we work out what the R&D requirements are, and then we turn around tools and technologies that can meet those needs because, you know, it's really important to us to make sure that we're addressing the specific needs to help them in their daily jobs.
You know, I saw something really interesting on your site. It kind of talked about, there was a whole video talking about the next generation first responder, right? Kind of, you know, the technology. Are we seeing that, you know, especially cybersecurity, but it seems as if all technology in terms of science and technology and everything else, are we really starting to see cyber technology as well as all technology? Is it starting to be a game changer with first responders?
Yeah, so that actually, Next Generation First Responder, is part of our First Responders program. So mm-hmm. You can definitely go to that website, you know, within the S&T site to learn more about that program. But, you know, from the cybersecurity perspective, I think, you know, cyber is an important part of, you know, law enforcement first responder activities, and it's going to continue to enable them to do their jobs, you know, more efficiently and at the end of the day, you know, get things done, you know, that they couldn't have done before without the technology.
Without question. Megan Mayo, she's the business operations manager for Science and Technology Directorate and the Cybersecurity Division. And you can find their info if you they got these long websites, so I'm just going to kind of give you an easy way to find it. If you go to DHS and look for Science and Technology and then start swinging into their site, you'll start finding out under those certain areas, you'll find the Cybersecurity Division, and you want to look for that. Or do a Google search on DHS Cybersecurity Division, and I'm sure you'll come up. Megan, do you want to give them a website just real quick so I don't want to, you know, make sure that they get to you guys?
Yeah, sure. Website dhs.gov/cyber-research, but also we're on Twitter and Facebook.
Okay.
Twitter handle is @DHSCiTech. We have a lot of information we'll tweet out about open solicitations, events that we're going to be at. So that's a great place to keep track of our ongoing work.
Megan, thank you so much for all you guys are doing at DHS and the work you guys are doing with cyber. And thank you for coming on the show and providing some insight for us about this. We're going to definitely keep track. I'm going to come to some of you guys' events, and I definitely want to have you and others from your directorate back on the show at some point in time. So thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
You've been listening to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear the entire show or any of our weekly programs anytime at federalnewsradio.com. Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com.